You're listening to the audio production of Freedom's Light by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
For my friend, Kristen Billerbeck, who always believed in this novel. Chapter 1, August 2nd, 1776. I forbid you to go, Hannah. Hannah Thomas curled her nails into her palms, slick with perspiration. Her husband couldn't leave her here on this rocky Massachusetts coast. He just couldn't. Other wives followed the Continental Army troops. Why couldn't she? John smiled down at her, but the strain in his eyes signaled that he was tired of her womanly vapors. He shifted his bulk, and his shoulders strained the seams of his makeshift uniform, just breeches and an oversized navy coat topped by his battered cocked hat. She'd wanted to let out the seams, but he told her one good thing about war was he'd likely shed some of his corpulence. She couldn't imagine him suffering deprivation. He put his large, calloused hand on her shoulder. I'd not have you in harm's way, Hannah. You are needed here. Keeping the light for the sailors will be your contribution to the War of Independence. The colonials must have supplies, but the British would like nothing better than to see our ships crash on the rocky shores. Ease my mind, wife, and accept my provision for you. Promise me. Her words of protest died on her lips. She was used to speaking her mind to her husband, though he was 20 years her senior. But today she could tell it would do no good. Hannah bit her lip in a vain attempt to keep the tears at bay. I promise. General Washington has asked for all able-bodied men to agree to serve 1 year in the Continental Army.